Oh, cheers.
Glad to have you with us this morning.
You must also do the time checks as well.
Well, it's as we all know,
oh, it's not as easy to think,
six.
Is it, once you get into it?
Do you know what? My headphones aren't working. I think I've been sabotaged.
Can we check the... he's already thrown a hissy fit now, I guess.
Oh, there we go. I've plugged myself in. Now I can hear myself.
Oh, that's quite technical.
Right. I can do it myself, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Well, poor Richie, he's had to give up the chair that Richie normally sits in, that chair now. That's yours for the next 3 days.
You see this, but whenever I've been in here before, this has always been travel chair.
Yeah.
I think I've been given travel chair.
No. Trust me, that's travel chair there. Normally when guests come in, that's what happens. We rearrange it temporarily and then suddenly the order snaps back in.
Yeah.
Okay, but today and tomorrow and Friday, you get Richie's old chair.
I mean, I don't mind travel chair.
Richie, how are you feeling over there in the travel?
Jeff, this corner feels a bit dark.
Does it?
Detached, almost. Already, Christian, your default look, your head leans to the left.
That's right, that's why I'll always go, oh, hi, David, how are you? Yeah, what is it you want?
I don't want to come between you, because
I'm happy for that,
Richie picked me up this morning for my first... I think he was basically didn't think I was going to...
No, he was also just checking to see if you were bringing any food in or snacks or anything,
well,
it was like foraging.
But you know what was lovely? On the way in the car, you called him, Christian, and he answered the phone like he was answering it to a lover. Hiya. It was lovely early morning moment.
Did he say, no, you hang up? No, you hang up, you go. And also, Richie was kind enough. How many attempts at a coffee did it take him to get your coffee this morning?
I think this was the fifth, was it?
I think it was the fifth, actually.
Yeah. I appreciated the...
What was the issue with the coffee machine?
Well, the first one I made was just an instant coffee.
With milk.
That's a bit cheap for a big guest.
So
I don't drink it with milk, so then he brings me a black... Again, an instant coffee. You can't drink instant coffee.
No care, love, or attention there. Listen, this isn't TV when you got flunkies hanging around. It's very much, this is kind of as it is. You've seen the size of the team now. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a beautiful team. beautifully formed in every way. But they could have better coffee-making facilities.
But Richie's going to work on that. The front of the building has changed. Are you impressed with the TARDIS doors?
I am... gobsmacked, flattered and humbled by the front of the building.
Yeah, it was one of those ideas that someone came up with in a building, a guy called Tony, right? And on paper, it was brilliant. We changed the front of the building, the doors, to be like the TARDIS. And I saw it yesterday, and they were just blue-painted doors. And I was like, oh, no, this is one of those ideas. Where it's blue. No one's going to... Well, there's a blue door in London. Who cares? and then this morning, they've done the whole thing. They've got the blue flashing light.
Even the lit-up bit at the top.
Yes.
It's really well done, yeah.
And bless to all the Doctor Who fans that have been out there since 3:30 this morning.
I think they've gone now.
Well, I just had a text from one of them. Hi, Cushion. I was one of the fans outside this morning. Please thank David for stopping to talk to us. We're very happy. Joe, now on to way into working Wavish. PS, love the TARDIS doors. So listen, this is what we've got coming up for you over the next couple of shows then. Tomorrow, there's going to be an amazing live radio play. I mean, you took part in At Home with Mr. T.
Oh, all the classics, yeah.
Which I think has got... I thought it would be nice. I thought you might have brought a present in for me to thank you for my role in getting you that TV gig in America.
It's only day one.
Okay, right.
It's only day one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow morning we're going to do a special, David's going to do a special live performance that you can create. You can write and come up with your own little ideas. A Doctor Who tweet-isode that you can write on Twitter. It will only be a maximum length of 144 seconds, like your 144 characters in a Twitter. And we'll tell you a bit more about that later on this morning. And then on Friday... On Friday, you can win an amazing prize. David, pick up the reins here. What are you giving away?
Well, Children in Need is coming. So we thought we need to have something to auction.
Yeah.
It has to be big. It has to be bigger than ever before. What I am bringing in for the listeners to bid on is my old bed.
Right.
Yeah. I've got a new bed recently. And
sure, obviously the Tesco's money has got to have helped. Every little helps.
Yep. You set them up, so the old bed has to go somewhere, and I would like it to go to
What you're saying is you're too tight, obviously, to pay for someone to come and take it away, like the council.
Yeah, I thought, well, if Absolute Radio will come and do it.
One of our listeners would love that.
Yeah.
So this is genuinely a bed that you've slept on.
Oh, I slept on this bed for about 15 years. Yeah.
Quite a lot's changed in life in 15 years.
And it was an old bed then.
So now.
It's not. I mean. You shouldn't be expecting something, you know, that you might get in John Lewis or Heald.
Habitat or anything
it's
like that.
It's not that kind. It's a little bit more shabby chic.
This is a brass kind of...
It's brass. Is it even brass?
I don't know, some kind of old metal. What about the mattress?
Iron, I think. And the mattress, obviously, you've got to have a mattress.
Your dirty 15-year-old soiled starlet mattress.
Soiled starlet?
Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that. But obviously things have come and gone in your life in the last 15 years.
Have come and gone.
Well, wrong choice of words, but you know what I'm saying there. So you're giving away a pre-used mattress.
It's just your basic 22-year-old bed.
22-year-old bed.
The bottom frame is augmented with timber strips rather than, the mattress is suspended on some timber strips. We do have some photographic evidence, which I think Richie's going to get up online, right, Richie?
Richie, how would you describe this? David done a good job selling this to the world.
Think bed knobs and broomsticks.
That's what we're giving away.
Yeah.
Okay. But tattier.
Yeah. So we're going to auction it off on Friday's show, and we are bringing the bed down to Golden Square.
Very good.
On Friday, so that people can see this.
So we can bounce on it together, yeah. Christian.
All right, David, you can introduce your first song that you're ever going to play on Absolute Radio now. It was going to be Bruce Springsteen,
because I'm sitting in the travel chair, I can't see anything on a screen. I've got no buttons to press. So really, I'm being slightly... I don't feel like I'm quite running the show, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you're not here running the show.
Well, co-host, it's
a good role.
Effectively, it's my show, so...
You're like Rosie to my Doctor Who.
Rosie? Have you ever seen Doctor Who?
Sorry, Rose!
You're Rosie to my Jim.
This is the Beatles thing.
Oh, I know this, yeah. Well, this is it's a classic, and I'm very proud to introduce on Absolute Radio at 15 minutes past 6 and 10 seconds. It's the Beatles and Help.